Hi there, and welcome back here with me, Niccolò Carpaneda, to BVTV. It has been a week of political turmoil in the Middle East. We have seen a missile launched from Yemen to Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, being destroyed exactly in the proximity of the airport. And also, we have seen the resignation of the Prime Minister Hariri from Lebanon, exactly during a trip in Saudi Arabia. 500 people also have been arrested in Riyadh last week by the new crown prince, and amongst the arrested were local tycoons and members of the royal family, and it seems that $800 billion in assets have been frozen. There have been rumors that Iran is building a military base in Syria closer and closer to Israel, and also the Prime Minister Macron from France has made a surprise visit in Riyadh. So what is linking up everything together? Of course, there is a consolidation of power going on in Saudi Arabia, but also it seems that there's an escalation in the proxy war between the Saudis and Iran, which is involving and pulling in Lebanon as well. In fact, the Saudis have been accusing Hezbollah, being maneuvered by Iran, of being behind the launch of the missile from Yemen. You can see in these charts the reaction of markets, of local markets. You can see a spike in CDS premia in a number of countries, but also bond yields going up. Oil and the reaction of oil is also interesting. We had a positive ride since summer of 2017, and we have reached now $57 per barrel, which is the highest price point since summer 2015. What is the oil for, or the consensus, the oil price forecast, which is expected by the market? Well, prices should stay over the next 12 months around the $50, more or less. And this is because the supply which is offered by U.S. shale oil producers should be around, a break-even rate of $47. And therefore, there are no expectations of the price of oil going further up. But $57 could be a resistance level, or because of these local political tensions, it could rise even further. Now, assuming the unlikely situation of oil prices staying higher for longer, I think this is a perfect time to discuss a seminal, insightful paper which has been discussed and produced by Citigroup on what have been the implications, completely non-common sense implications of higher oil prices over time. And okay, let's start from here. Oil is sold in US dollars. So the higher oil prices have been, the more US dollars have been flowing into emerging oil exporting countries. And what are these countries doing, or what they have been doing historically with this money? Well, two different things. On one side, they have been investing this money productively in emerging markets in the form of FDIs, or foreign direct investments. Productive long-term investments in every emerging economy, oil exporting or oil importing over time, or they have been saved. And where have these savings been going? So it seems that they have been accumulated in risk-free assets. And if we look at official FX reserves, we have today $1.2 trillion of reserves. $350 billion are invested in U.S. treasuries. If we cross-check with this data with the U.S. Treasury Department, we can see that this is only 2.5% of total U.S. outstanding debt, which is absolutely a negligible amount, which is not proving anything. But official FX reserves are only a small part of the total external assets of these economies. As you can see in some of these charts, you can see that the current account surpluses are significantly higher than FX reserves. Well, it has been studied and assumed by this paper that total external assets of these exporting oil economies are $13 trillion in reality. So a lot more than 1.2 trillions. And the delta is explained by the non-transparent investment activity by sovereign wealth funds. If we assume the same proportion, therefore 25% of these assets being held in reality in treasuries, we have $3.5 trillion which are held in U.S. treasuries by these oil exporting economies. And this is a staggering 20% of the total U.S. outstanding debt. Therefore, oil exporting economies have an influence probably on the price of US treasuries. The higher the price of oil, the more dollars flowing into these countries, the more US treasuries have been bought, the cheaper US yields have been going. And the cheaper US yields, the cheaper has been for emerging markets to finance themselves. The more debt has been issued by emerging markets. And you can see in the chart on the bottom left, in fact, that there is a strong correlation between oil prices and emerging market issuance. Also, the cheaper US yields, the more opportunities for US dollar-based investors to leave the treasury market and to go into emerging markets to look for carry. I will leave you with this last chart where you can see what has been more or less the trend of both US treasury yields and oil price in the last 3 to 4 decades. Thank you very much for listening and see you next week at the next episode.